Obesity soon will overtake tobacco as the major cause of preventable death in the United States. A federal study published today in the Journal of the American Medical Association says poor diet and physical inactivity caused 400,000 deaths in the U.S. in the year 2000. In response to the new data, federal health officials are asking Americans to eat less and exercise more. Madge Kaplan, a member station WGBH, says in Boston, land near a new highway is being dedicated to physical exercise.
This winter, the country's largest highway construction project, known as the Big Dig, is finally nearing completion. Moving the corridor underground has created some 300 acres of open space above ground. Many streets have also been widened. Already, plans are underway to build a huge skateboard park near one of the new Charles River bridges. And about a mile south of the skate park site, Northeastern University professor Peter Firth shows his civil engineering seniors the route a future urban trail might take.
You'll be under that steel, following the paths along the Wharf District. Somewhere you got to cross over and then start your journey down Commercial Street.
The class assignment is to design a path for many uses, slow biking, walking, and jogging. On this very cold day, everyone ducks into a nearby hotel lobby for a moment to get warm.
You'll notice how wide Commercial Street is. Because it's right along the water, you don't have cross traffic to deal with. It's not expensive and quite safe.
And the trail might lead to the new skateboard park to the north. There are quite a few open space proposals like this being drafted now in Boston. The thinking behind them all is similar. Bostonians will be more likely to exercise daily if there are paths that parallel familiar city streets, connect neighborhoods to recreational sites, and lead to more practical destinations so that people can walk or bike instead of drive from home to offices, schools, and grocery stores. Nutritionist and epidemiologist Walter Willett of the Harvard School of Public Health is among those leading the charge for a public health-driven urban renewal.
Clearly, what's happened over the last 100 years in this country is that we've designed our environment to eliminate or reduce physical activity. And that is one of the factors that's driving this epidemic of obesity.
Willett and a loose coalition of Boston area recreation advocates, public health experts, and urban planners have begun to meet to swap ideas and develop new principles for urban development that promote active living.
From our perspective, it's absolutely key that that be part of the considerations when we're creating new cities or renovating old cities.
Active living is a movement in the making, one that was launched in 1997. It was 1 year after the first ever Surgeon General's report on the health benefits of moderate exercise, so Richard Killingsworth, then a health scientist at the CDC, was asked to convene a discussion on obesity. Killingsworth says the gathering was unique because architects, urban planners, and transportation engineers were invited.
You have the ranking public health agency in the United States making a commitment where they're going to start looking at how issues relevant to city planning and transportation and land use all have an impact on how we behave and how we ultimately lead healthier lives.
Since then, other organizations have weighed in. Killingsworth left the CDC to head an active living program that has given out $70 million of foundation money so far, much of it to grassroots groups determined to change their cities and improve public safety as well. Right now, many parents don't let children bike to school out of fear they'll be victimized by crime or hit by a car. Studies do show that Americans are safer riding in a car than being beside one on a bike or as a pedestrian.
The van is up ahead, so the faster you walk, the quicker you get there.
That's where the Northeastern civil engineering students come in.
Opening up bike paths and pedestrian paths in a city like Boston, which really isn't too walker-friendly, it'll better improve the health of the community and the visiting population, which is a good thing.
Demetrius Makos and his classmates will devote their semester to designing a safe path along a stretch of Boston's waterfront. Then they may ask city officials to consider approving it. For NPR News, I'm Madge Kaplan in Boston.
Information to get couch potatoes up and moving is at npr.org.